This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. An estimated 3 million children have myopia, and rates of myopia have doubled in UK children over the past 50 years. But this condition can be easily caught and managed. And we're joined today by Professor Annegret Dalman-Noor, child eye care specialist, to learn more. Hi, Professor Dalman-Noor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So what is myopia?
Well, myopia really means that in order to see well in the distance, you need glasses or contact lenses. So typically people notice that the distance vision is blurred, but they can read perfectly well at close range without any optical correction. And it's also important to know that in most people, the reason why myopia happens is that the eyeball is a little bit longer than it should be. And because of that, if you want mechanical issue, the picture that is formed and focused by the front part of the eye ends up in front of the retina at the back of the eye. And then the light rays diverge again. So by the time the image hits the retina, which contains the cells that then send the signals to the brain, so by the time the image hits the retina, it is out of focus again. And that is why glasses and contact lenses can correct our vision. So they put the image that we want to look at on the retina and it's in focus. But glasses and contact lenses do not correct the underlying problem, which is that the eyeball is slightly longer than it ought to be.
And what are some of the factors linked to myopia? Why do we think there's been this increased prevalence over the last few years?
Well, we are pretty certain of one factor, and that is that children have less exposure to sunlight than they used to have in previous generations. And we are very certain that there are several pathways by which the exposure to sunlight can slow down eye growth and normalize eye growth. So the problem is that with increasing urbanization and different lifestyles that we have now compared to a generation or two ago, children spend a lot less time outdoors than they used to. And because of that, they get a lot less sunlight exposure. And as a result of that, we now see that the abnormal eye growth, if you want, starts at a younger age and progresses faster than it used to in the past. So what we see in optometry and in eye clinics is that children who have got nothing else wrong with their eyes, just have myopia, present at a younger age and tend to have faster progression over their childhood. Other factor that also comes into it, that for which we have less evidence, but evidence is building as we speak, is that because we spend less time outdoors and more time indoors, our activities have changed as well. So when they're indoors, children tend to spend more time on near vision or near focus activities. So that means that they are telling their eyes and their brain that the normal focusing distance is about 30 centimeters from the face, because that is what they're looking at all the time. And that can be coloring and activities, that can be reading in books, that can be working on screens, and it can also be being in touch with your friends via your iPad or smartphone. So all these factors mean that children tend to hold things a lot closer to their face and to their eyes and for longer periods of time than in the past. And that is probably the other important factor why we see more myopia in children today.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And for parents of children that are quite young and maybe children are finding it difficult to communicate that they've had a change in vision, what are some of the symptoms or signs to look out for?
Well, it is very interesting, really, to see that children are very tolerant to blurred vision. So typically, it's not the child who is saying, oh, I can't see well in the distance, because they don't know any different. Typically, it is a teacher who notices that the child wants to be closer to the whiteboard, or that a child is holding things closer to the face. Sometimes they notice that the performance, if you want, is much better when they sit closer to the whiteboard because they can see it properly. And of course, in the home setting, parents might also notice that the child can't see something in the distance when they are pointing it out to them. And that might then prompt a visit to a local optometrist.
What age does myopia start to show up, and what age should children get tested?
Well, it can show up at any age, sadly, really. It used to be very rare before the age of about 10, but now it is maybe rare before the age of 5. Now, most children will have a screening eye test or vision test when they're in reception class. So that is at the age of 4 to 5 years. But at that age, myopia is still very rare. So many children will pass that test, but then start to develop myopia over the following 3, 4, 5 years. So it would be a good idea to take your child for an eye test with a local optometrist from the age of about 5 or 6 if you wanted to detect myopia early.
And what kind of tests are available and how much do they cost?
Well, the good news is that the NHS is paying for the children's eye tests. So up till the age, well, up until the 16th birthday, NHS sight tests are free for children and young people. And if they are in full-time education, it extends even a bit past the 16th birthday. So on that side, there is really no reason not to book an appointment with an optometrist. And of course, the NHS also provides at least basic glasses and the frames for children. So basically, if a child needs glasses and will be able to see better with glasses, then the NHS will provide that care for free. The second part of your question was what tests are there? And from the age of 5, it is really a routine eye test, just the same as parents would have. So you sit in the big comfortable chair, they show you the letter test and ask you to read the letters on the vision chart, and the letters get smaller and smaller. And as the parent sitting in during the sight test, you can then see how well your child can actually see and how far down they can read on the letter chart. And then they will hold up the lenses that might improve the vision, and you can see how much improvement the child would have with those glasses. And the second part of the test at the optometrist is usually for eye health. So they have got this big upright microscope called the slit lamp, and will check whether the front part of the eye is healthy. And they also have these magnifying lenses that they hold up in front of the eye to check the health of the back of the eye. So that's the optic nerve head and the retina, and the central part of the retina called the macula. And if an optometrist finds that there is anything not quite right, other than the need for glasses, they will then refer the child to the hospital eye service. But that is quite rare in children, because children tend to have very healthy eyes and only need glasses to correct their eyesight. It's just close to my heart that parents should know that it's very easy to overlook myopia in children, because they are not going to tell you that they can't see in the distance. And that the second point from my side is that eye tests are free for children. And we are very fortunate in the UK that we have got so many highly competent and qualified optometrists who will look after the children's eye health.
And if people want to learn more about myopia, where is the best place for them to do that?
There are NHS websites, and there is also the website of the College of Optometrists, which has useful information.
Thank you so much, Professor Annegret Dalman-Noor, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about myopia in children.
Thank you.